Around 30,000 medical appointments and procedures are being cancelled today and tomorrow due to strike action by medical scientists. The HSE is warning of significant disruption and severe delays in hospitals across the country because of the industrial action. Medical scientists have gone on strike over long-standing pay and career development issues. Our Work and Technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been following developments today. Brian, what has been happening today since they went on the picket line?
Well, Brian, I can tell you that right now I'm outside the Mater Hospital in Dublin city centre. The scene is about 30 medical scientists in white coats holding their placards, marching up and down on the pickets. They have been there since 8 o'clock this morning. They will be there until 8 o'clock this evening, and then they'll be back there again tomorrow for a second day of strike action. And this is a scene that is being replicated at hospitals right around the country. The HSE saying that this disruption is widespread and is significant. They're talking about some 30,000 cancelled appointments and procedures. It's also affecting GP services, also affecting emergency rooms, leading to increased delays there. It's also affecting today, and this didn't happen last week during the first protest by medical scientists, but today and tomorrow it is affecting the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Medical scientists also work there. They're taking part in the protest today as well. Now, the service says that it has put contingency plans in place to ensure that hospital supplies are maintained when it comes to blood supplies. Now, the Blood Transfusion Service is based on the campus of St. James's Hospital, so we were there a little bit earlier and it was an interesting situation there, a larger picket, a larger protest, because you had the medical scientists from St. James's and you had the medical scientists from the Blood Transfusion Service marching together in tandem on the picket line. We spoke to some of them earlier. You're going to hear two voices now. First is Fiona Campbell. She's a medical scientist with St. James's. You'll then hear from Simon Hogan, who works with the Irish Blood Transfusion Board.
For the last 20 years, we've had unequal pace in the career structure. So I started off my career as a biochemist and took a pay cut to become a medical scientist over 20 years ago. And in 2001, the expert group report stated that we did the equal jobs and they gave us pay parity. But unfortunately, Benchmarking 2 came in 2002 and that pay parity was unlinked, and we've been fighting this since ever since.
So you've seen this from both sides. You've been a biochemist, you've been a medical scientist, and it's basically similar jobs, same job?
Exactly the same job. We're both performing exactly the same job on the bench. So I've worked alongside biochemist colleagues for the last 20 years who are getting paid more than I do for exactly the same work.
We just want equal pay. It's been promised to us and nobody is coming and answering us.
You work for the Blood Transfusion Service, quite literally a life-saving service, but that's being put at risk today. What do you say to those patients that might be affected by all of this?
Well, we are doing our best that nothing is going to happen to the blood, but we're just going forward. If we don't get a seat at the table, then I don't know where we're going to go next. It's not a threat. I'm just saying that that's kind of where we are at the moment, you know. And I understand, like the nurses, we understand and we don't want to be doing this. We're not a militant group. We don't want to go on strike, but we feel we've been literally given no choice.
Now, the trade union that represents the medical scientists is called the Medical Laboratory Scientists Association. And also at the picket this morning was their industrial relations officer, Brona O'Leary. And she told me that there were some informal approaches yesterday, but it was more of the same. She said there was no meaningful proposals that could address their concerns. So they felt they could not call off the industrial action. And she said that's really regrettable. She said, we are sorry to do this to patients, but they feel they have no alternative after 20 years of being polite and asking nicely, is how she worded it. And that is when this dates back to 20 years ago. It was originally agreed that they would get pay parity with colleagues. It didn't happen as a result of some benchmarking issues, and that's where they are today. They are continuing to fight for this. They're continuing to try to get an improvement in pay and in career progression issues. Now, they were in the Workplace Relations Commission right up until just before last week's strike. The evening before, they were in the WRC, but the talks collapsed and last week's strike went ahead. Also, from the Department of Health perspective, they say they are willing to return to the talks table and they want to sit down around the table and talk to the medical scientists. They say there are mechanisms built into the existing agreement, building momentum, the existing public sector pay agreement, that can address these kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. But they say that by the medical scientists going on strike, Brian, they have broken the terms of that agreement.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you for that.